This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Mo.
Another day without our man, George.
Pushing all the buttons, trying to make it all work.
Thank you. Thank you for everything you do. Thank you for another day, Eric. In case this is your first time tuning in, this is George Moe and Eric, the morning bullpen. And George is out this week because his son is getting married.
Aww.
And we're so happy he can be home celebrating and enjoying his life with his family. But we, Eric and Moe, will be here alone. My microphone just broke. Did you see it?
It happens. It happens to a lot of ladies. But we do have a lot to get to today. We're bringing back Beat Your Kids at 7:50 today.
Are you?
Yeah. No, we are.
I'm not. I have nothing to do with that.
Yeah, we're bringing back.
This is what happens when George is away. Eric decides to play.
Have you ever wanted to beat your kids? Call up at 7:50 and play with us. Also, ticket tag 620, 720, 820 for 10-man jam tickets. So much going on today.
And lots trending, I want to tell you.
All right, let's get to it then. Trending in Texas here on the Morning Bullpen.
Number three.
Did you see yesterday's police chase on the news?
No, what happened?
First responders seriously need a day off after this stuff because yesterday, right here on Southwest Freeway, it was closed. Back open this morning, but closed most of yesterday afternoon and the evening because it was a police chase that ended with shots fired.
Ooh.
So police say a man kidnapped his wife and his child at gunpoint after an assault was reported on Sunday.
Oh, man.
And authorities tracked down this guy's vehicle and attempted a traffic stop. Then the guy fled, and during the pursuit, there were a couple times when he was firing shots at his window.
What?
It all ended on the highway. Outstanding job to the police. Both hostages are safe.
Oh, wow. Thanks to the boys in blue.
Number two.
We can stay in Harris County for this next headline because at least 200 unqualified teachers were brought to light as part of a $1 million Houston-based cheating scam.
Oh, no.
Yes. So the DA is on the news talking about HGM yesterday. The alleged scheme involved falsifying credentials to secure teaching positions for individuals who didn't meet certification requirements.
Are you serious?
So one of the head basketball coaches at a high school was the organizer of all of it. He's the one that made $1 million charging these people. Two HISD assistant principals also on this list, and two of the people that had been falsely certified ended up committing crimes against children. So huge, messy Houston-based scam.
Oh, we're making headlines, but we don't want to be.
And the top story trending in Texas.
And after a month of very dry weather that has sent most of us into drought-like conditions, rain chances are going up just in time for Halloween. In fact, rain chances in the Houston area are high enough to make Halloween on Thursday a weather impact alert day.
No.
Rain moving in tomorrow, so for Wednesday, and then the humidity, and that's going to give us enough chance late morning through afternoon, maybe a little break on Wednesday night, and then Thursday, weak cold front, 70% chance for rain, even thunderstorms or two.
What's going to happen if it rains on Halloween? What's the backup plan?
Think about what to do. I think you just give your kids the candy.
Just hand them candy and drink beer all night?
Here's our bowl that we were going to give to other kids. It's now yours.
Oh, that's a good idea, actually. We could hide them in different rooms and pretend to be different people.
For my toddlers, but we're going to try and get through this together.
That's what's trending in Texas here on the Morning Bullpen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
It's that time in the morning when we celebrate the goodness out there in the world, and all this week featuring people that want to shout out their awesome jobs. All you got to do for this amen is say your name, where you're calling from, and then tell us your good news.
Hey, my name's Courtney.
Hey, Courtney, where do you live?
I live in Houston.
Aw, and tell us about your job.
Well, I am a mobile pet groomer, so I have the coolest job ever. I get to play with dogs and cats and rabbits and all sorts of fun animals all day, every day.
Do you really get to play with them, or do they try to gnaw your arm off half the time?
They're good. They love me. I have some naughty ones sometimes,
yes,
but that's
okay. Course. And their human customers are also good to you?
You know, the customers don't lick me, but the dogs do. So that's good.
So your big celebration is really just that you've got the greatest job in Houston.
I really do. It's just so rewarding. And, you know, you have your bad days and I get in here with all the dogs and it just makes my world just so wonderful. So mm-hmm. I just can't be happy enough. I've worked almost 40 years in the corporate industry and decided to do what I love, not what I had to.
Wow. Yes.
Eric, can we replace you with a dog?
Awesome. Or I can groom you, Eric.
That's oh, enough. Yes. Please. I got some spots I can't quite reach.
I'll charge you extra for that.
Courtney, anytime you want to bring that puppy breath over to the studio, you let us know, okay?
Sure will.
Oh, we love it. All right, we'll give your business a quick shout out.
It's Furry Land of Greater Houston.
Furry Land. All yeah. right. Well, for loving your job and loving that puppy breath, can we get a big amen this morning?
Amen.
Your attitude is so refreshing. I love it. And that's what we love here on Can I Get an Amen? Brag on your job, 713-881-5500. Can I get an amen on the bull?
It's the Morning Bullpen, George, Mo, and Eric. George isn't here. His son's getting married, so he's home with his family this week. I'm Mo. Eric is over there pushing buttons.
Here I am. Yeah, and we asked people to call with their dumb injuries because evidently your mom hurt herself, and I want to hear the story. But also we have Diane and Tomball mm-hmm. on hold with a story that I cannot wait to hear. Diane, if you go anywhere, I'm going to be so upset
Stop
with you.
It.
But first, what happened to your mom?
713-881-5500. Judy is in town. She's helping me with the kids. There's just a busy season of life right now.
Sure.
And so I had her come into the studio the other day because we were going to go to a luncheon, like a luncheon where we were dressed up. Ladies who lunch.
Yeah.
Fundraiser.
So she came in. She looked beautiful.
Yes. Thank you, Judy. Well, you know how her door to the studio is like massively heavy?
Yeah, because it's got to keep all the sound out.
People always think that like it's locked when they try to come in.
Right.
But it's just really heavy. Well, Judy tried to open the door herself and then it slammed on her foot.
No!
And she tried to play it off, so that's why you don't know that this happened. But her foot started like gushing blood.
Wait, it was while I was here?
Yeah. She was standing out in the hallway talking to front desk Leroy and she's like, I felt this gushing liquid. It was bloody. So she had this bloody foot and we had to go to the freaking Post Oak Hotel.
No. No, I gave her an entire tour of the facility and she was hobbling around on bloody
around.
Feet.
She was so embarrassed, which is the sweetest thing. She didn't want to be uncool, but she still looks ridiculous.
That is the dumbest injury, maybe. A door closed on my foot.
She's so cute.
Oh, Judy. I'm so sorry I gave her the full tour, too. I go, you know what? Let's take the long way around.
Yeah, she
you
hates
can see
you.
The whole thing.
She hates you. Hopefully, Diane is feeling okay. What's the dumb way? The ridiculous way you got hurt. 713-881-5500. Diane's on the phone in Tomball. Hey, sister, what'd you do to yourself?
Well, I got up. I was going to get ready for work, and I had to take care of my morning business, you know, sitting on the toilet. And I was going number two, and it took me a while. And when one of my legs fell asleep, well, I got off the toilet and I was trying to walk it off, and my ankle like snapped backwards, and I heard it pop. I'm like, oh my gosh! And it instantly started swelling up like huge. So I had to go to the emergency room. I got to the emergency room, and they asked me, you know, what happened. And I told them, and I could hear the people in the emergency room outside my room laughing at me. They thought it was hilarious that I got hurt on the toilet. Anyway, and so my ankle was sprained. I had to wear a boot for like 6 weeks. At the time, I'm a preschool teacher, but at the time I was working as a bartender during the summer, as a summer job. And I go to work, and people are asking me what happened because I got this boot on, and I start telling them, and the other bartender is like, no. And she pulls me aside. She's like, you can't tell them crap like that. She's like, you need to tell them you were dancing on the hood of your car and you slipped and fell off or something.
Oh,
so that
man.
Became my cover story, that I was dancing on the hood of my car and I slipped and fell off.
This is my favorite story ever. You sprained your ankle because you sat on the toilet too long. And you had to wear a boot for 6 weeks.
That part, though.
It was very embarrassing.
Oh, thank you, Diane. If you've got a stupid injury, 713-881-5500. The dumber, the better. Give us a call on the Morning Bullpen, 713-881-5500.
It's the Morning Bullpen, George Moe, Eric with a K, Moe here, and my mom bloodied her toe on our studio door. And we want to know the most ridiculous injury you've ever had, the dumber, the better. 713-881-5500. Eric's really worried about Kevin on hold on line one.
Kevin, if you do not stay on hold, I will be very upset. Kevin, all I know is that Kevin broke his neck drinking water.
Wow, we're surrounded by greatness.
But first, let's talk to Cynthia.
Okay, Cynthia's in Pinehurst. Cynthia, you said you hurt yourself playing hopscotch?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
What were you doing?
Ridiculous. It was my son's fourth grade graduation, and we parked, and we are going in, and right when you enter the school, there are two hopscotch.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm one of these parents, like, I can still do my thing. I can still have fun and do my hops. Oh, yeah, for sure. Rock or no rock. And I did the first one, and I have my husband, and he saw me do the first one. He's like, do it again. And I'm like, of course my flirty self will do it. So I did it a second time. All of a sudden, I heard a pop.
Oh.
I didn't feel anything, but I heard. And it was the daintiest little pop. And I heard a pop, and I went down.
Oh.
And I stood down. So we didn't know what was wrong. I assumed I really sprained my ankle. Mm-hmm. I didn't sprain my ankle. So immediately my husband, you know, Army veteran, was like, no, we need to take you to the hospital. But I'm like, we're here. I can't miss my son's graduation. Oh. Well, I had him called out. But it's funny because he said, Mom, I just heard the thing they said on the intercom or on the walkie-talkie. They said, parent down on a hopscotch, and I just knew it was you. I'm like, thank you, son.
Parent down on a hopscotch? We got a parent down playing hopscotch.
I just knew it was you.
We have one idiot mother.
I love it so much, Cynthia. Cynthia, stay on hold if you can. Jessica's on the phone in Humble. Jessica, what's the dumb way you hurt yourself?
So I thought I could be a cool mom with my sixth grade son and could do some jumping jacks on the fly.
Oh my gosh.
And in my bedroom with my whole family, dogs included. And so we just started doing some jumping jacks. Mm-hmm. And I was much like the caller before and went down in pain, got up and was like, oh, something's not right. But I pushed through, right, because I'm a tough mom, went to open house and walked three flights of stairs, only to find out a couple of weeks later that I completely tore my ACL.
No!
Yes! So I'm a month out from surgery today, repairing myself from jumping jacks.
Wait, this just happened.
This is why I'm never exercising. Yes. I'm telling you.
You just can't do it, y'all. So my advice is,
yes, this is a public service announcement. Do not try to impress your children.
Oh my
with
gosh,
your...
I'm so sorry.
Okay, we have got to get to Kevin's call.
The one you've been waiting on?
I have been waiting and waiting. All it says is Kevin in League City broke his neck drinking water. Kevin, how in the world is this possible?
Well, there was a few of us. We went out skydiving one day, and it was real hot. We were all dehydrated. We come back to the house, sitting on the couch. I was drinking a bottle of water, and it went down the wrong pipe. So I was choking on it. I jumped up, ran in the kitchen, and I passed out, fell backwards, and hit my neck on the corner of the island made out of granite that broke my neck.
What?
The weird part about it is there was three of us in the next day, a friend of mine fell off a scaffold and broke his foot. The next day after that, the third guy slipped in his kitchen and broke his hip.
Kevin?
I think this was so a cursed skydiving expedition.
They were saying that God telling us not to go skydiving anymore. I said, no, we're safe up there. It's when we got on the ground.
Kevin, you're one of those guys, aren't you?
I love that you survived skydiving and you didn't survive water and drinking. A ladder.
Oh,
yeah, well, I'm 63 years old and everybody gets on me for still skydiving, but I've been doing it for years.
My gosh. We are surrounded by greatness, aren't we?
I really feel it.
It's that time of morning where we basically make life's decisions based on y'all's opinions. And it all started with Eric, but let me tell you the question today. Are you ready?
Oh, boy.
If you're in a relationship, can you have friends of the opposite sex?
Okay.
713-881-5500. This is jury duty. And why, Eric?
I'm going to follow whatever the jury says, by the way. Mm-hmm. My wife is listening, and
hey,
I haven't told her this yet.
Let's hear it.
I got a friend request on Facebook 2 days ago
mm-hmm.
from my ex.
Okay.
My ex, Roxanne.
You and dated someone named Roxanne.
Yeah, okay. Roxanne!
Anyway, go ahead.
She's named after the song, actually.
Wow.
And I haven't spoken to her in many, many years.
Have you thought about her?
No, not at all. But she sent friend requests to all of my friends. Me and all of my friends.
Oh.
They used to know Roxanne.
So
she's like back on Facebook. Oh. She's back.
Okay.
And so I need to know, if you're in a relationship, can you have friends of the opposite sex?
All right. This is a yes or no question?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's take it to the jury. Right. Tina's on the phone in LaPorte. She's been married for 37 years. She's a professional. Tina, if you're in a relationship, can you have friends of the opposite sex? Yes or no?
Yes.
Easy.
Okay, so I should accept this friend request from Roxanne.
No.
Oh.
An ex doesn't count. That's bad.
Oh. Okay. Thank you, Tina.
Okay, so are we counting that as yes?
I think that's still a yes.
Okay,
though.
But not exes. Okay, I'm going to make a note just for like future reference. Ashley's on the phone in Spring. She's been married for 23 years. Ashley, if you're in a relationship like you, can you have friends of the opposite sex? Yes or no?
Absolutely.
Yes, okay.
It's easy.
All right, me and Roxanne, we're going to be friends on Facebook then. You think so, Ashley?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Who cares?
All right, she was
in. And I think, and I'm going to go against that. I'm going to say if they are an ex,
mm-hmm.
You spend a lot of time with that person.
Oh, yeah.
I believe.
So, like, I've been there, done that. We proved that it didn't work out, so we can just be friends.
Be adults.
Absolutely. We can be adult. And if you're comfortable in your relationship and you're trusting, problem.
Yeah, okay. Ashley,
I am, but my wife is way out of my league.
Stop it. This is Melissa's first time on jury duty, so be nice to her. She lives in Spring. Hey, Melissa, you're in a relationship of 10 years. Can you be friends with someone of the opposite sex?
Yes.
Okay.
But
mm-hmm.
with your partners, like a discussion about it, if it's something I think that just being on the same page, if it's going to make your partner uncomfortable because it's a previous relationship,
okay.
You don't want to cause. Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Be honest.
All right,
Melissa,
thank
you're
you.
Good at this. Be on jury duty anytime. Robin's on the phone in Missouri City. She's been married for 7 years. Hey, Robin, if you're in a relationship, can you have friends of the opposite sex? Yes or no?
Good morning. No, you cannot, especially if they've seen you naked.
Oh my. Well. We don't.
I'm
have
sorry.
To
wait.
It.
Let me rephrase. I apologize. Yes, you can be friends.
Oh.
I got. Yes, you can be friends unless they've seen you naked. Oh, but then you cannot.
Yeah. Well, okay. Roxanne and I were like, we were together like right out of high school. So
you definitely.
No comment. No comment. Hung up on
you
that caller.
So fast.
That caller is gone.
One more. Tiffany's on the phone. And Katie. Tiffany, you've been married 11 years. The question: if you're in a relationship, can you have friends of the opposite sex? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you.
Well,
not exes.
Ooh. Oh.
Why, Tiffany? Why not?
It's been a touchy subject since we've been together with exes. So.
Okay.
It just does not make the relationship work well. Yes, you can have opposite sex friends, but not if they're your ex.
But Roxanne is way too risky, is what you're saying.
Yes.
I think it's just that her name is Roxanne that makes her seem risky.
She doesn't have to turn on her red light.
Can you please hit the gavel? Because yes. This is easy. If you're in a relationship, can you have friends of the opposite sex? The answer is yes, but the qualification is not an ex. And just be honest.
Okay, so I should not accept this friend request, even though I'm allowed to have female friends.
That's confusing.
No, I think now you can. I don't know what to do.
Let's call your wife. Let's call her right now.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
Your next chance to win 10-man jam tickets is just minutes away. Are you ready to play Ticket Tag? You want to see Dustin Lynch, L. King, Joe Nichols, and more? Do not stop listening. We've got the cue to call for 10-man jam Ticket Tag coming up next. The Morning Bullpen, George Moe, Eric with a K. George is out this week as his son is getting married. But Eric, you're not off the hook for 10-minute tune.
I know. Can't I have the week off like George?
Absolutely not. 10-minute tune works like this. You call in, give us your suggestions. Eric has to pick one of your suggestions. Mm-hmm. He has to run out of the studio and he gets 10 minutes to write a song based off what you suggest. So it's up to you. 713-881-5500. Let's start with Heather in Conroe. Hey, Miss Heather, what do you want Eric to sing about?
Hi, good morning. I would love Eric to sing about Renfest.
Oh, wow. Do you go? Do you take your friends? Do you take your family? What's your plan?
I do like it. I've been a few times, but I'm not going to go this year. It's so fun, though.
Yeah.
I've been with friends and I've been with my kids. And they have different festivities for kids.
I've seen the kids dress up. Last weekend was like fairy weekend or something.
Oh,
and all
really?
The kids were dressed up. Yes.
Yeah, it's really cute. It's really cute.
Okay.
Or you can go with your friends and have a different kind of friend.
Yes. It's very versatile. Okay. I get it.
I get what you're saying. All right. I love this. I don't think we've done a Renfest song before.
No? Great.
Abigail's on the phone in Hockley. Hey, Abigail, what would you like Eric to sing about?
Hi. Well, both my stepkids play baseball for fall ball, and there's always that one parent that wants to coach from the bleachers.
Mm.
I call them bleacher coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they're really annoying.
Okay, no comment on that. But
Eric
I
is a bleacher coach. That's what he's trying to say.
I coached last year because I went, this coach is awful. I could do so much better than this.
Wait, did we write a song for...
Yeah, we've got actually a couple of different sports parent songs available on the podcast. Get the Odyssey app and then follow the Morning Bullpen podcast. You can get those sports parent songs.
They're for you. Brianne is on the phone. Says here, you're 11 years old. Hey, Brianne, what would you like Eric to sing a song about?
Annoying songs that get stuck in your head.
Ooh, what gets stuck in your head, Brianne?
I had some help.
Oh, do you like that song though? It's really good.
I love it.
I do like it. It just gets stuck in my head sometimes.
You just walk around school going, eyes on the hill.
Right now, every time I say excuse me to my toddler, she goes, you look like you love me. And I just want to pop her so hard. I'm sure you're much sweeter than that. Brianne.
Oh, Brianne, thank you for that call.
Good
that
suggestion.
Is awesome. All right, let's see. I've got to pick one, and then I got 10 minutes to write a song.
You better hurry up.
You know what I'm feeling? Let's do Renfest. I think it's the season, right? Isn't it like October through December?
I mean, it's popping right now.
Yeah, so everybody's headed out to Renfest right now. Let's do a Renfest song about the turkey legs.
Okay.
And I got an idea
that's
very non-Renfest-y.
Well, start running. I'll be in here holding things down while Eric writes his 10-minute tune. It's coming up next. Raised over $24 million over the weekend for his people in North Carolina that are suffering after the hurricane. A shout out to him. We love him. This is the Morning Bullpen. George Moe, Eric with a K. I'm Moe in the studio by myself right now. Eric should be back any second. He's writing his 10-minute tune. George is celebrating his son's wedding. And 10-minute tune, we had a suggestion. It came in from Heather in Conroe.
I would love Eric to sing about Renfest.
Renfest. I mean, it's happening right now. Hi, Eric. Renfest is the song that Heather wanted you to sing.
Yep.
How did it go while you're in the hall?
Okay, listen, this is not a song that you are ever going to associate with RenFest.
What's wrong with your brain?
Today is especially messed up, I feel like.
What song did you do it to?
All right, so I'm going to sing all about RenFest and the turkey legs and all this stuff, but I'm going to do it in the style of Salt and Peppa. Let's talk about You Know What.
Oh my God.
Are you ready?
I don't know. I miss George.
I don't think you are.
Where's George?
No. George would not let me do this. Okay, that's the only reason I'm doing it.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Let's Renaissance Fest, baby. Let's drink a goblet of mead. Let's eat some turkey legs. Enjoy medieval fantasy. Let's Renaissance Fest. Let's Renaissance Fest. Let's Renaissance Fest. Let's Renaissance Fest. Ahem. Now hear ye, gather round here. Call it Renaissance Fest, call it Ren Fair. People everywhere speaking like Shakespeare. Fairies and gnomes and goblins appear. I have a pointy stick. Hey, let's joust. We don't say you, we all say thou. Dance, sing, fight with swords. Masters, maidens, ladies and lords. Let's Renaissance Fest, baby. Let's drink a goblet of mead. Let's eat some turkey legs. Enjoy medieval fantasy. Let's Renaissance Fest. Let's Renaissance Fest. Let's Renaissance Fest. Let's Renaissance Fest.
Oh. Is that it? You're done?
I'm done.
What's mead?
It's like a beer. It's like whatever they serve there.
That's Eric's 10-minute tune. And when I say it's Eric's, it's all him. Okay? So
yay,
if you have anything to say about it, you just call and talk to him. His name is Eric. E-R-I-K. 713-881-5500.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
All right. So coming up next, if you want to beat your kids, it's finally your chance.
Eric.
If you have a kid in your car right now, give us a call. See if you can beat your kids, okay? 713-881-5500. 713-881-5500. If you've got a kid in the car right now, it is finally your chance to beat your kids on the Morning Bullpen.
Where's George? It's the Morning Bullpen. With a K, George is out this week. His son is getting married. Eric with a K is pressing all the buttons, and I'm just over here trying to stay alive. Really.
And right now, we are going to play a game.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Beat Your Kids.
Why do we have to call it that?
Because this is Chelsea on the phone.
Hey, Chelsea.
And she's trying to beat her kids.
Hey, guys.
What's up, girl?
Hey, no, Chelsea, how old is the kid that you want to beat?
10 years old.
Mm-hmm. 10 years old, and his name is Justin, right?
Yes.
Okay. So before we play, we've played this game many a time, but you know what? George isn't here, and I'd like to test something out on you, Chelsea. Okay.
Okay.
Before George gets back, sometimes it's good to test these things out and do without, like a dry run
Without Dad.
Yeah, without Dad, and then I'll pitch it to George once I get your take on it. Okay.
Okay.
I have a new jingle for Beat Your Kids, and I would love for you to hear it. So let me know what you think about the new jingle for Beat Your Kids.
Beat them, just beat them. You can beat your kids. Beat them, just beat them. You can beat your kids.
What do you think, Chelsea? Should we keep it?
I love it. I think you should keep it.
She loves it. One vote for keep it. Might be the only vote you get keep it.
I would wager that our boss has a very different vote.
We're about to find out. Chelsea, basically you choose list A or list B, and we give you 10 seconds, and you have to tell us as many things that you can that fall under that list. So what did you want, A or B?
Let's do A.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay. Category A is scary movies, because this is Halloween edition of Beat Your Kids. So, Chelsea, in 10 seconds, name as many scary movies as you can, starting right now.
Saw, Final Destination, Five Nights at Freddy's.
All right.
Oh my God, I blanked.
How many was that? I think that was three.
Those all were good. Like, those are all scary movies,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, those are all solid. Yes.
All right. Can you pass the phone to Justin? Chelsea and Justin are in Katy right now, sitting outside of Justin's school. Justin's about to be late, so we're going to need to give him a note for his teacher. Hey, Justin, way to be a trooper, bud.
What?
Are you ready to play? You ready to play, Justin?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm ready. Let's do this. You got to beat your mom.
Yes. So,
she's
Justin.
Trying to beat her kid.
She chose category A, which was scary movies. So, mm-hmm. you get category B, and that is candy. Name as many different types of candy as you can in 10 seconds, starting now.
Stop, Kit Kat. M&M's, Skittles, candy corn.
Wow.
I think he got four.
He got four.
Justin, you beat your mom.
Chelsea was unable to beat her kids today.
We got to get a prize for Justin.
Yeah. Hey, Justin, let me see what I got around here. Hold on.
Surely there's something.
All right. What's Justin, I found something for you. I found some Pepperidge Farms Milano milk chocolate cookies that expired back in June.
Nick Russo's?
Yeah, these are Nick's. He never ate them. They're open. There's a couple gone. But you know what? You can have these expired Milano milk chocolate cookies. Yes. Thank you, Justin, for playing. And before we go, I just want to play this one more time.
Beat them. Just beat them. You can beat your kids. Beat them. Just beat them. You can beat your kids.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
It's time for Jonathan in Kingwood to take all my money. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
Hey, every day we play Mono's Country, and we are missing George this week because usually he is the nice one that is pleasant with the caller, but I'm not that person.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, so let's do this.
She's going up against you. She's got a $100 bill, and it's right out of her purse, but it's going to be yours if you win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties, we always give those to Mo. Why is that, Jonathan?
It's Mo's money.
It is her money. All right, you got to kick her out of the studio, all right?
All right, let's do it.
Being too nice, Jonathan.
He's a gentleman.
That's right.
All right, the door is closed, and your five country-related trivia questions start right now. Fill in the blank. In 1981, Willie Nelson won a Grammy for his song On the Blank Again.
On the Road Again.
Question number two, Just Breathe. Topping a new list of happiest marriages in country music is Tim McGraw and his wife. Name her.
Faith Hill.
Question number three, a Merle Haggard statue was just unveiled at the Oklahoma Music Hall of Fame. His famous song, Mama Did What? A, Died, B, Cried, or C, Tried?
Tried.
Question number four, who is the country duo who must have spent 10,000 hours recording their new Christmas double album?
Dan and Shay.
And finally, question five, name the singer of Sunday Night Football who reportedly makes $1 million from that song every single week.
I don't know that one.
All right, let's get Mo back in here. You did a heck of a job, Jonathan. How do you feel like you did?
I think I got 4 out of 5.
You did get 4 out of 5.
Okay, what's going on in here?
All right, welcome back, Mo.
Hello.
He got 4 out of 5.
Very nice.
Let's see if you can beat it and keep your money. Question number one, fill in the blank. In 1981, Willie Nelson won a Grammy for his song On the Blank Again.
That's On the Road Again.
Yes, wow. I didn't think you would know
that. Please, that's the only Willie song I know.
I was about to ask you to name another one. All right, 1-1. Question number two, Just Breathe, topping a new list of happiest marriages in country music is Tim McGraw and his wife. Name her.
Oh, Faith Hill.
That is correct. It's 2-2. Question number three. Mm-hmm. A Merle Haggard statue was just unveiled in the Oklahoma Music Hall of Fame.
Okay.
In his famous song, Mama Did What? A, Died, B, Cried, or C, Tried?
Thank God for multiple choice. It's Tried.
It is Tried.
Yes.
Oh, Jonathan, I didn't think she'd get that one. All right, he did.
Not looking good.
3-3. There's still 2 more questions to go, Jonathan. All right, question number four. Mm-hmm. Who is the country duo who must have spent 10,000 hours recording their new Christmas double album?
Dan and Shay.
That is correct.
And then 10,000 hours and 10,000 more.
I'm sorry, Jonathan. I apologize for her. All right, question number five. It's your last question. Name the singer of Sunday Night Football who reportedly makes $1 million from that song every single week.
It's freaking Carrie Underwood.
$1 million.
I can't even.
And that's the correct answer, Jonathan. You didn't answer that one, so she kept her money 5-4. I'm so sorry. But you're never going to forget who sings Sunday Night Football now, are you?
That's right, Carrie Underwood.
Or me. Waiting all day for Sunday night.
Jonathan, she beat you and she's ruining your eardrums. I'm so sorry. So hurry up and say what you got to say to get out of here.
Hey, no nose country, that's for sure.
She doesn't know pitch, though. All right, you can take her on tomorrow. We do it every day at 8:20. It's Mo Knows Country on the Morning Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.